raised.
Oh yeah, people be raised off survival versus love.
Right.
All right, go ahead.
So when that happens, they take advantage, or, you know, they fuck up a good thing.
So when you say take advantage, like as far as being a manipulator or narcissist, like
both.
Well, a narcissist is worse than a manipulator.
Both, because it's like this manipulator. They could somebody could have a big heart, right? Fuck with them. So they would manipulate the person, you know what I'm saying? By always asking for something. Always playing like damsel in distress, like, oh, I need help with this, I really need it. As if they don't got no other way or no other resource, no other person to get it from. You feel me? And then narcissistic person, which you kinda play hand to hand, would be the type to be like, you know, like somebody to get a relationship. Perfect example, somebody in a relationship with somebody. And they partner doing them perfect, doing them great, doing good by them. And they just feel like stepping out the cheap. No reason, no rhyme, no reason, but they just feel like it. A lot of times, that shit be because nigga be too comfortable. Nigga always be too comfortable. Feel me? And it ain't like they wanted to hurt the person. Sometimes it is. Sometimes it's like, well, shit, I already got them. Let me get some more. That type.
So are you a narcissist or a manipulator?
No.
That nigga held a straight face. He got his poker face on.
He has poker face on?
Are you?
Nah.
Damn one?
Say nah.
No, neither. You sure you're not a manipulator? Yeah.
But aren't all women raised off of survival and manipulators at large?
As far as the dads or the mom?
Just period. Because, like, I've seen parents collectively raise their children, daughters, like hoes, and they sons like tricks. You know what I mean? Speaking specifically to just numbers alone. Fuck with a nigga who got bread, fuck his spirituality, or his lack thereof, or what his morals is, or how he was raised.
But
if he got bread, fuck with him.
Right. So, or basically, even I'll say this, so the parents that feel like they doing the right thing, okay, they kid get a job, they still pimp their kid because they feel like they kid gotta help them pay bills when it's a fucking teenager. Like, you understand what I'm saying? Like, that should just take you not being able, like, not having to go buy a video game or not having to go buy a pair of sneakers the kid want. Or, you get what I'm saying? Versus you buy him these things and pay. You still have to pay. Those are your bills that you accumulated.
Right.
Whether or not the kid is here, you still are responsible.
Still
or needs
to
be substantial.
You still want
to
live a certain level, standard of life.
Right. So, yes, I do say that, especially in our culture, the parents basically kind of like sell the kids or teach their daughters to be hoes. Or, but I don't know, that's like a large topic because you could go a lot of different ways. Because it's just like for females, for example, I get it. Some parents teach the female, like, okay, fuck with a nigga with money, because I understand that. You don't want to be with a broke nigga because it's stressful. You hear what I'm saying?
Right.
That's just like how people feel. Like, some men, they say, okay, 50-50. The 50-50 rule.
Okay.
Like, a woman should pay half of the rent or the mortgage, half of the bills. I don't agree with that. That's not my logic.
What you think?
I think that, well, okay, personally, I think that the man should pay the bills. He should pay the bills. And then the woman, with her income that she accumulate or that she have, it's either, it's for investment, like, or if the man, say for instance, he like to go fishing. So she know, okay, my husband like to go fishing. I'm going to make sure he got his fishing rods, he got money in his pocket to buy whatever things that he needs.
That was the next question.
If she makes more than him?
What if she's the breadwinner?
He's still going to take his money and pay the bills with. And then if he say, babe, like, okay, I... Well, she gonna know because the money go, like, their money is going together. The woman is going, is the one that handles the bill.
So wait, why if you make, because like you know, like,
what do you mean?
Why you think? It's
because like, what's my okay? Technically, it's supposed to be. They're supposed to be a union. They're supposed to be as one. He is me, and I am him.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So whatever we have is joint. Like, it's together. Like, I shouldn't feel like, oh, because I make more money than my husband. Like, I should be able to trust him with my bank account. There's no reason I should think that he's going to rob me for my money. You understand what I'm saying? Or vice versa. Like, he shouldn't feel like, okay, damn, I done gave this bitch my whole check.
Like,
you understand what I'm saying?
Like,
and now
this.
I'm broke. That should not be his mentality.
You might be like a rose that grew from concrete, right? Just you. Thank God for you, right? But the average woman, even his baby mama, right, would probably put him in a situation where, I'ma fuck with him, I'ma make him pay all the bills, and then the bitch would get real quarter slick and be like, fuck him, I'm finna fuck with this nigga or that nigga, and you know what, pussy ass nigga, fuck you, I want a fucking divorce, and then get the crib that he paid all the bills for.
I seen it. It has happened. I seen it about 10 times.
But listen, that's why they say choose wisely.
You don't know.
You learned.
You thought people, you chose a good nigga.
No,
and you cheated on
the hell
you
I did. No, I didn't. Oh, but listen, people.
And I'm not saying. And I think you're very bright. My first time meeting you, I think you're dead on point.
People, you have listened to what I'm stating. People put up facades. They're afraid of who they are, so they don't bring out the beast.
They never
bring out the beast initially. It takes years to learn. You have to learn that person. That's why they say know what you're dealing with. Always be aware of what you're dealing with. When people be like, oh, love at first sight, that person might be one way right now, but who's to say 10 years or 5 years down the line,
people always
don't change. They don't grow. Whether it's spiritually or they don't diminish. You get what I'm saying? Like, life, things that happen in life triggers a person's mind. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. You get what I'm saying? It's like
totally
a person being homeless. They might say, damn, I'm going to be homeless forever. You get what I'm saying? Instead of saying, man, fuck this. I'm finna go do whatever I got to do.
They might say, I might not never be homeless again, too, you know?
You get what I'm saying? Because they know the feeling of being like, that's like a hurt person. If you know what it feels like to be hurt by somebody, you know you didn't deserve it. Why would you want to hurt somebody else? How they say hurt people?
Hurt people hurt people?
Right.
Hurt dog go holler?
Right.
You want something to say? So, it shit get real sticky, real tricky, real Ricky tricky, tricky Ricky. You know what I'm talking about?
So you saying it should be 50-50 in a household?
I'm saying it should be 100-100.
That's sharing the money.
Yeah, we should.
But you think it matters if it should be like,
oh, you pay all the bills?
Yeah,
no,
we
gonna split this bitch up half and half the whole way.
It's
through.
Still a half and half situation.
It's cool, but I'm not.
It's a mind. The words fucking with your mind.
Yeah,
the
right.
Words don't matter.
Look, if anything should happen, right? You're not running off with this motherfucking property that I done paid for. I'm gonna kill you.
Over some land that's not even yours?
Both of us crazy.
It's not even ours.
So we gonna have
in
to,
real life,
we gonna have to get a nice agreement.
In real life, it's not even ours.
We're gonna have to get some...
In
nice
real
agreement.
Life, it's not even ours. So
no.
You're gonna kill me over something that's...
That I work for. I did. And I put my money down. I'm not petty.
Your
I'm just
money
saying,
ain't even your money.
I'm not... No, I totally understand the concept of money. I always say that to him. Money's not real, dog.
It's not real.
But,
it's an illusion.
We're just
when
saying...
When we all understand all this
it
shit?
It is an illusion, but we need this illusion to carry on and sustain a certain level of life. You understand me?
It is.
And that's what it's about. So, like, I can't... You know, I can't really swallow you shitting on me and, like, climbing up
sausage.
On me. You want a hot sausage? Use an umbrella?
I gotta go.
I feel like going there.
My
dog. And you gotta go
there. Yeah. Damn. But yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I forgot what I was saying. I'm thinking about the hot sauce.
About the the mortgage, like you, the property.
Oh, you said that whole idea of the nigga just paying a whole no. It is. I'm like this, right? I'm really like this. You feel me? Because you gotta understand that not only is that love at first sight shit whack, that whole idea of love is whack too.
Why do you?
Because some people don't really, a lot of people don't really understand what love really is.
What's love to you?
Oh, that's another story. We're gonna get to that. But before I get there, right? You understand that marriage has nothing to do with love, right? Like,
it's a business partnership type.
That, so with that being said, in this society is a transactional society. So you're not fucking with a nigga who you think gonna live a lower quality of life than you, or has no way of getting up out that hole that he in. You feel me? So you gonna fuck with a nigga you think is gonna upgrade you, first of all, or you think you can upgrade with. You feel me?
Yeah.
Now, if I fuck with you that heavy, and I can trust you to have sex with you because I like your ties, you know what I'm saying? And I want to become one with you, that's another story. Then, if I want to fuck with you to do business with you, that's another story. Then marriage, that's another level of business. So I really got to fuck with you. Like, I got to see, like, if you spiteful, you know what I'm saying? It's a family thing, too, because I'm marry your family, you marry your mind. You feel right? I see what the fuck I'm getting into. This shit
it's
deep.
It's deeper than rap.
You feel me?
Jeep.
Cause we might be able to just cut it at just homies and we do certain business, but not that marriage business. You feel me? Cause that marriage business get kinda, you know, you fucking over my family money, or it can be vice versa, you know what I'm talking about? And that shit get real. Cause ain't no gangster shit like family shit, you know what I'm talking about? So what I was talking about love, what is love?
Yeah.
Love, man, it's more like an energy. You understand? You just so inundated and infatuated with a person that you just fuck with them heavy. You know what I'm talking about? Not saying they can do no wrong, but you accept their faults. You feel me? Like, you love, and there's no different, they say there's different type of loves. There is, but the foundation is the same. You fuck with a person heavy to the point where you care about their well-being. Simply put, you know what I'm saying? So you care if they eat. You should care if they hurt. You feel me? But a lot of times, because we're raised in a transactional society, the majority, overwhelming majority of people are raised out of survival. No matter if they're from the upper socioeconomic status or to the lowest slums, you know what I'm talking about? Pork and beans. It don't matter. Everybody in America is raised with this mindset of survival. So you gotta be very motherfucking careful what the fuck you're dealing with. Cause that's gonna fuck it up. And then people move off of fear. So you gotta see who you fucking with. A lot of bitches is, you know what I'm talking about? They scared.
Mm-hmm.
You can't fuck with no scared bitch if you're a boss nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Cause a scared bitch gonna fuck you over. It's a chess game.
Mm-hmm.
You can make any pawn a queen. You can't make any pawn a king. So yeah, you gotta be very careful who the fuck you choose. Because I take a pawn that's willing to be taught and looks just as beautiful, but might come from the slums. I don't give a fuck. Because the one thing people got fucked up is, right?
Mm-hmm.
In Miami, I think the average household got $11, 11 and loose dollars. Niggas out here fronting. Everybody broke.
Yeah, there's poverty. And we don't realize,
you know,
in the culture
have,
how much
you know, we got
in
Cash
poverty.
App and Zelle. Because there ain't no fucking money.
There's no cash.
So they playing games with us.
Yeah,
doop, doop, doop. Here you go, $10 here. Niggas is fucking broke.
Ain't no money. Ain't where the money circulating
at? Yeah, I had an apartment, but I live in the house with my parents. Thank God it's a big ass house. You know what I'm talking about? That's everybody's story in the biggest cities.
Yeah, that's
everybody's
true.
Yo, a nigga got an old house in Georgia or Memphis. Whatever. Who gives a fuck? Land ain't worth shit. You know what I'm talking about? And it ain't nothing. And then again, we don't own shit.
Yeah.
Cause we never really own shit in America. That's the gag. You gotta pay property tax. You know,
right.
So it's all about making sure that your income is more than your outcome. All money in, no money out. Like Nipsey Hussle say.
Mm-hmm.
Period. And make sure a bitch ain't trying to take you for your shit.
So my next question is being in love and loving some versus loving somebody. What's being
in love is some stupid shit. Just love me and be loyal to me, not do the same.
So what's the difference from being in love? Like, how deep?
It's an energy.
So being in love,
there's no such thing
is different from actually loving someone.
Let me tell you something, right? Because people say, oh, I'm in love and then I'm out of love. Look, man, energy is not created. And it cannot be stopped. That bitch is just transferred. You feel me? So you love the person, my nigga. You love the person. All the other shit is mental. Because a lot of people use love or look at love in a conditional type of manner. What can this person do for me? Or you know, damn, she sucked my dick good, but damn, she lit my balls and my ass. So I love her more. I don't love her no more. That's fake. You know what I'm talking about?
But that's your that, back to what
that
I was saying.
That might be a preference.
That's a preference.
And people think of love as a conditional thing. Love is conditional.
So love is unconditional.
Pay my bills,
right? Exactly. But that doesn't mean that they love. That doesn't mean that they love that person. So, okay, my take on it is like, under what terms in a relationship does that unconditional love, like, where it's no longer unconditional anymore? Like, how much unconditional shit should you take?
No, here's the thing, right?
You understand what I'm saying? Like,
for my kid, like,
for my kid, for example, I love my kids unconditionally. I will die for my kids, but that don't necessarily mean my nigga, I'm willing to catch a slug for my nigga.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? Right. So I know I have that unconditional love for my children.
So we got boundaries, and that's a damn shame, because I hope, see. Hey. See, that's what I'm trying to say. See, then that's scary.
But I cannot, if for me as a woman, if my man is, it depends on the circumstances. If he's supposed to be my protector, why should I have to sacrifice myself for him? Shouldn't he be sacrifice? I'm saying, like, as far as street mentality. But okay, I'll give you a different perspective. If he needs a kidney or liver, I'll give it to him. You understand what I'm saying? That's that unconditional love that I see. But like I said, people have to earn that. It's not something, or basically it's given for me, from my perspective. I give it until you fuck up. After so many chances, then I can't give you that unconditional love, because that's not something that you deserve.
Or you can love them unconditionally, but you don't have to sacrifice yourself for them, because you know that it's not being reciprocated.
Correct.
Period.
So that
doesn't
that
change
means
your love for them. The energy's there. But I understand by your actions repetitively that you don't fuck with me the way you
habitually
fuck with
you. Correct. Habitually.
So you know what? My love is unconditional, but I can no longer be a fool.
Correct.
I am no longer, you know what I'm saying? I can't practice loyalty to somebody who's not loyal to me, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Correct.
But I still love you.
Yeah, but it's not unconditional anymore, though.
No, it's unconditional, because it's not conditioned on anything. I love you no matter what, but I can't fuck with you.
Right.
And there's levels to love. There's different types of love. You know what I'm saying? But there's levels. You know what I'm talking about?
There's different types of love.
Yeah, you know, this what was like. What, one of them is agape, and another. Google that shit. You know what I'm talking about? But like I say, underlining it all, it's an energy. You just really feel energy for people.
But that's what I say about the sex demons. It's like, say for instance, okay, this, like, you're a male, so or I'm a female. You can have great sex with a person, like you said, they can make you feel all good, but then as soon as you bust that nut, you come back to your senses like, man, I'm good. Okay, I gotta go. My dog just called me. I gotta go holler at my dog.
You know what that means?
You hear what I'm saying? Like, that's just that instant gratification, but it's that's more of a lust. You get what I'm saying? Like,
the energy sometimes, you know, like,
the energy was there, but it wasn't a good vibe. It wasn't a good, you know, that good vibe. It was right, but what I'm saying,
right,
but it's still the energy. That's what I mean by the sex demons. Like, okay, you just felt this way with this person, but then you might go later on that night sleep with another bitch, and then, but this energy make you feel wholesome, or you just feel a different vibe. Man. So now you want to lay up. You get what I'm saying? Like, you want to lay up with her, but she might can't please you sexually how the other person just sucked you up real quick.
Good at that right now.
Good at what?
Oh man,
she said good at what?
Breaking her back, but you know he ain't shit. But this other nigga, you know, he caresses her. and he listened to it already.
Yo, y'all got y'all put niggas in motherfucking categories.
Yeah, you know.
Y'all great for that.
That's you don't have no iPhone charger?
I got that Note 9, baby. I got Droid. I'm sorry. I'm gonna get one for you next time.
That's okay.
No comment.
No comment?
Yeah, I got you.
Why no comment?
I don't know. You tell me no comment. You don't think females get it at?
I think so.
I mean,
great,
I mean,
I can only speak for myself.
You don't got niggas for categories?
Not anymore. The old truthful. Me.
Okay. But so
how old? How
like
recent
six,
have you changed?
6 years, 7 years ago.
Last relationship or something?
No. Okay. 6 or 7 years ago. Like yeah, like I honestly like I knew like okay if a nigga trying to get at me, and I'm tell like I'm honest with people like look. Right, you can't afford me. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm not going to even take you up and through there. Like, you can't afford me.
True.
And I'm not one of those people like consistently kills the cat. Cause just because you...
That's a lie. Because then you'd be living a lie at that point. So I like that. Consistency doesn't... You know, killing the cat, that's just settling.
Right.
Right.
So...
You're truthful. I like that.
If a nigga be like... Yeah, I'll be like, no, I don't want to do that to you. You know what I'm saying? Like, this ain't your lane. You know, I'm not trying to add bigotry, but I know me.
You know
so
what quality of life you try to live.
Right, and so I don't want to take your money that you have. Like,
probably
I initially,
a good person,
right,
but...
initially I don't want to do that to you. But if he keep getting at me, okay, so now... Like I said, this was the old me. If I'm like, I'm gonna see what you about. So he like, bomb. I'm like, okay, I need $400 for some hair weed. True story. He like, okay, come get me. Bomb, go get the hair. Bomb. Then I'm like, okay, drop me off to get my hair done. Bomb, give me more money, get my hair done. He like, oh, we going on a date. So I'm like, okay, I'm gonna call you when I'm done. Now in my head, I know I'm never gonna call. I'm not calling this nigga until I need him again, or he come around again.
That sucks.
So it's like he
blowing a lot of money.
He
blowing called back.
Right. He blowing my phone up. I'm like, yo, I'm sick. I don't feel good. I just beat him mad, basically.
With the excuses, right?
Yeah, like I beat him mad. Whatever, whatever. So bomb. Guess what? He still ain't got enough. He coming back around again. So you like being used?
Or you leading him on? Because have you told him, nah?
Yeah, I did initially. Remember, I told you, I said, no, this ain't what
but
you
now
want.
But now that you let him through, I'm going to let you go in a second.
Yeah.
I'm going to drop it off for you.
Yeah.
Now that you let him through, he might think, shit, it's a green light. It's light at the end of the tunnel. Shit, let me try harder. Go ahead. I'm just saying.
You see how you say it ain't nothing?
Yeah.
It could be just like that with, you know, grocery bags. You know what I'm saying? It could be.
Right?
I'm just saying, man, look, man, I keep telling you.
I'm not a fuck nigga. I ain't gonna try to throw something, buddy, gang. It don't have to be personal.
Listen.
Maybe because you don't want him to talk to her, it might have hit different. It should hit different. But he needed to get his groceries. Shout out to goddamn.
That's what I'm saying.
Don't give me that straight face. Gotta get the groceries. I need
I need car insurance. I need my car note paid. So I can holler. If that's the road that we're taking, acknowledge that. Let me know. You know what I'm saying?
But
because
saying
I could be doing the same thing. Listen, I could go fuck with a nigga also and do everything, even feed him too.
That's some funny shit.
You understand what I'm saying?
Women have done that from the beginning of time.
You understand what I'm saying? So it's like, don't play the game raw if you don't want the game played raw back on you. That's all I'm saying, baby. We could play chess, but make sure you know who you playing with, cause you understand what I'm saying? Like, don't push me into that corner to make me be a beast, cause women are way, 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 way smoother than niggas.
Y'all
women could be fucking your brother and the baby come out looking like the both of y'all, and right. You think you the daddy and he your brother the daddy. So it's like, pick your poison. That's all I'm saying. pick your poison. Pick your poison.
Hell.
So women are worse than men?
I ain't say that.
They can be. Man. Let me justify that. They can be. Niggas do the same thing. Niggas fuck sisters all the time.
Yeah, he gonna get caught.
Not necessarily. What if the sisters don't like each other? What if they only have the same dad?
I don't know, man.
This shit always will come out.
Yeah,
what you do in the dark always come to the light. Always.
I'm not speaking from experience.
No, I'm just saying in general with life. What you do in the dark, it initially comes out some way or another. Whether the whole world knows or one person find out. Like,
or that person you don't want to find out, find out.
Right.
Oh, God.
You scared?
Oh, me? I ain't got nothing to be scared about.
Oh, you scared because it thunder? That was your confirmation?
Nah.
Oh, okay.
That's your confirmation.
I ain't have nothing on my mind at the time. I wasn't asking God.
You had the groceries on your mind. Or you trying to weasel out of exclusivity, but you don't want to. You also don't want to go to other end of the spectrum and put your stamp on it. And that bitch out there doing some fuck shit.
I'm trying to tell you,
cause I might have to kill you.
See me,
because you gotta guard your reputation with your life. You know what I'm talking about? Not on the superficial type of level, but on the 48 laws of power type side of the game. You know what I'm talking about? Like, don't come over here and fuck me up. And...
Oh, you represent me doing this out here?
Right. Damn. I was straight for myself.
So, vice versa, even with men, like, I got aggressive. Okay. Yeah, okay. But it's like, passive aggressive. But yeah, like, vice versa. It's like, if we represent each other, you compliment me, I compliment you.
Right.
Don't dirty my face.
You feel me?
You know what I'm saying? Not to the public's eye view. Like, at least be discreet about the way you move.
What you're doing.
You understand what I'm saying? That's my whole...
Be respectful.
Exactly.
You know, anytime.
Respect my face because you don't want me out here disrespecting you. And I wouldn't do that. Just think to be like, let me disrespect my nigga. No, I respect you to the utmost. So I want that to be reciprocated. And if you can't reciprocate it, then you're not the one for me. Like, at some point, it's like I'm only going to deal with things to a certain level. And then that's when, like, no, that's it. That's the cutoff. Like, I got to cut you off.
I guess, you know, everybody got their tipping point.
Yeah,
I got a book for you to read by Malcolm Gladwell.
My tipping point is, whoa.
What's your triggers?
My triggers?
Mm-hmm.
Do I have real triggers?
Everybody has real triggers. You may not know them, but everybody has triggers.
I have real triggers.
That shit just hit your ass. You know, like, oh, that is a trigger.
Sometimes.
That shit will hit you.
Yeah, sometimes.
As long as they told me, like, don't let people control your actions. You
right. Because then they control you.
Yeah,
right.
That's like a weakness. So, a lot of shit, I can be like, woo. You know what I'm saying? I weed that one. I think that bitch tried to try me, but fuck it. You know what I'm saying?
But then it becomes an emotion that you bottle up because when you don't react.
I can talk a bitch and just leave her alone. Like,
I say this. You might.
I don't know, though.
And about
when
triggers.
Females, man, like.
I don't think a trigger could be. It could be one thing, but I don't think it's necessarily one thing. I think it's a matter of the situation.
I do got.
Or sometimes trigger. Yeah, that could be one. That's the perfect one. Yeah, that's the perfect one. Some people don't like verbal abuse. Some people don't like physical abuse. You understand what I'm saying?
But the thing is, like, you know, then you'd be like, damn, why should we even normalize abuse? Don't nobody should get abused anyway.
Exactly.
You know what I'm talking about?
But some people get mentally abused. That's like if you cheat on your spouse or your significant other, keep being a habitual cheater, then you don't even communicate about it. Like, man, what the fuck you keep nagging about the shit for? It happened, let it go, blah, blah, blah. But y'all never communicated as to why. Like, how are we supposed to grow
together?
I don't
together.
Even know if you're going to do it again.
Not even that. It's just like, damn, how am I supposed to heal or help me heal, help me get over it? Because I need to know why the fuck you did this so we could try to prevent you from doing it again. Like, is this something am I not satisfying you, where it's in the bed or mentally, physically, spiritually?
Here's my thing, right? I don't want you to start people if you already is, because this is how America trained you. Don't move out of fear. It don't even think it need to be something like this, like, damn, what made you cheat? It's more so on this shit. Hey, if you're not cool here, you can go. Because at the end of the day, it don't matter. I don't think you should riddle your head with what the fuck. Because I ain't got no stuttering problem. It come down to this, right? If it ain't working for you, let it go. Because a lot of people don't even have a reason to do what they do it for. It's just carnal instinct. A lot, you know what I'm talking about?
They're animals.
Like, a lot of people don't love themselves to the point
animals.
Where
we all are animals. Okay. But what I'm saying is they're untamed. Like, they don't have that self-tame. Like, they like the self-control. It's like just like the lion goes around fucking whatever.
Well, hold on. Right. That's when
and it's not. It's not a. You know? And I want you to know that it's not a sex thing. Right. It can be either or. Either or gender. Some motherfuckers just don't got no breaks. They gonna fuck something. You know what I'm talking about? It's just.
But in reality, we all know what could lead to you fucking the wrong thing. If you want to go down that path, it's like you playing Russian roulette with your life. Really? You know what I'm saying? Like, if you don't take the time out to get to know somebody, you're going off instant sexual gratification, then it's like, bro, you're vice versa, man or female, you're playing Russian roulette with, you know how scary it is to go sit up in the clinic and wait on the test results? Like, a nigga sweat bricks in there, like, just waiting, like, praying, like, God, please, I won't fuck raw no more. I promise.
She said, not fuck.
You understand what I'm saying?
She ain't gonna lie like that.
Right?
So, it's, man, listen. It's like, it's so, cheating, it's not just about you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're putting your life in danger and not even thinking about it, or just fucking period, you know, just fucking like fucking different bitches without taking precautions or different niggas, you get what I'm saying? Everything that look good ain't always good.
But what happened if you got, like, I don't know, man, something just like how you say, like, relationship?
I don't think anything is wrong with people fucking different people. They just have to understand what comes along with it.
Yeah, if you want to,
I mean, if you want to be fucking everybody else, you can't really be in a relationship because that's not fair.
Yeah,
to
just
that
be
person.
Single, of so, course.
But let's
we
say
know that
everybody. Let's say everybody, just like the hippie days or something, you know, just
having
just
swingers,
like,
having
orgies.
Yeah,
like, you know, I'm talking about not everybody, but you meet a lot of good energy people,
so, and they just having orgies.
No, I'm just saying that. I'm just saying.
What
like,
if that happens? You done with an orgy?
I'm just saying.
She looked at me like,
you talking to me?
I'm just asking. I'm throwing it out there.
I ain't down with the orgies. I ain't with that. I ain't with no threesomes. I just can't. That ain't my.
What's wrong with that?
That's not my forte. Like, I don't want to share. I'm very territorial. Like, I don't want to share.
That. Do you think that's a learned thing?
To be territorial?
To be selfish.
Because I'm not
the animal nature, like animal, like look at Animal Kingdom, right?
I'm not
the animals.
She just said lions.
Yeah, the lions. And lions,
they swing that thing. Like, why yeah, can't you know, fuck you and your homegirls? We all have our tests.
Not me.
We all clean.
No, I'm not saying
I'm gonna do it. I'm just asking. Like, that's people live like this.
Yeah, people do live like that, but me, I'm not living like that. That's not something that
I got you.
That I can. I can't. No, I'm crazy then, if that's the case, because I ain't
You're
living like
crazy.
That. Well, I'm more like...
As long as the...
I don't know.
I'm frank as fuck. As long as the pussy good, then it shouldn't be an issue. As long as you can handle that person's libido, then it should never be an issue. As long as you're open-minded, you know what I'm talking about? But you have to be open-minded, you have to be open to change, because if we... And here's what I always say, how relationships are impossible with... impossible people, because one thing that's inevitable is change, and people naturally are never satisfied. So as
no,
I change
are,
and we change, we have to work with each other.
Yeah, it's a compromise. I do disagree, because it's like life is simple in real life. Like, the essence of life is simple. But we're fooled by the illusions. But the essence of life is simple. Just like eating. You can go out and eat a steak and get full, and you can eat a bowl of cereal and get full. Mm-hmm. Or a cup of noodles or a piece of bread. You get what I'm saying? So it's just like we make life more complicated than what it really is.
Like relationships, put labels on, like relationships.
And trying to restrict certain natural occurrences. Yeah,
natural feelings and shit. Just like the lion goes out there and this is my whole, all these over here.
Like, shit, my girl got the greatest pussy on earth, but this Parker looking kind of good. That modeling kind of wet. Parker, I might need one of those pussy. I might want some hair from this Parker. I know I'm taking you left and I'm being a real dog with my questions, but I just want to see how you feel about that.
So go because move to Utah like and be in a cult.
Why I got to be like Utah?
Because this
I'm gonna fuck your head
this
up right
is
here,
not
right?
The BC era where Solomon is it not?
You bring up a great topic.
Well, Solomon had one wife and 700 concubines or
but here where I'm taking this, right? And I want you to be very aware that times haven't changed. If anything, these are more Roman and like monarchy times than ever. Since there's no middle class. They kick that shit out the window with the Civil Rights Act, right? Boom. So what they're pushing now, right? For total domination, like as aforementioned, they want all niggas. You know what I'm talking about? They want them to be emasculated. You can't handle their ass. We're going to lay them down or we're going to incarcerate them. Is it right? Boom. With that being said, right, they're pushing this homosexuality shit. Like, shit is at an all-time high.
Yeah, it's scary. Like, it's an epidemic.
And they're twisting what's real and what's fucked up and what's acceptable. They're twisting it, the powers that be. They're making it okay for women to shit all over niggas. And they're making it very cool for niggas to just be a victim. But not be a victim. That makes sense?
In
like, black men can't be victims. But we're the victims. You know what I'm talking about? We're like punching bags. You can do any fucking thing to us, but we're black men. We can't be victims. We're monsters. We're toxic. When they talk about toxic masculinity, they talk about black men. And our women are eating that shit up and using that term too. And pushing homosexuality at the same time. And pushing the white supremacy thing with like, fuck a nigga, I don't need no nigga. Like, you just further pushing it along too. But that's just one caveat. That's all in together in one lump sum. We're gonna put that over there, right? So what you just asked me though? What's the question you asked me? Cause I forgot what I was addressing.
I got a whole nother. So do you believe in like the whole homosexuality thing? Like,
we're talking about Rome now. Do I believe in what now though? What about
Go back to Rome.
What we doing about the homosexuality thing though? What you talking about?
Like,
believing in what?
Do you?
Oh, can a person be born gay? No. Can a person be born? Can it be like? Can your baby be born a sinner? Is your baby born a sinner? Any one of them that you got? You got two, right?
Yeah.
Because I seen the picture right there. They was born a sinner, or with the nature to sin.
With the nature to sin, but they know right from wrong, and that's the whole.
And they got they two boys, right?
Yeah.
Right.
What is the chemical imbalance?
What the fuck is
though?
A chemical imbalance? Explain that to me.
That's what we're told.
Oh, you mean
we're
retarded? That's a chemical imbalance. Basically, that's the only chemical imbalance I know.
If you fucking on a little boy, if a boy fucking on a little boy, he's
retarded.
He's retarded. Like,
or for lack of better terms, he's
mentally challenged.
There we go.
Bingo. The reason I say that, because I was looking at this shit. My homegirl told me to look at this shit. It was like some professor in Berkeley, he was doing studies on the runoff water in the agricultural fields in California or some shit. And they said that they had a bunch of mosquitoes or some kind of insects, parasites or some shit like a bunch of them just started spreading. They was trying to see why.
Uh-huh.
And then they tested runoff water and they said it was like, I guess it was like a lot of pollution in the water and the frogs over there wasn't reproducing. And they were trying to see like
why
they wasn't reproducing.
Uh-huh.
And then they started saying that the male frogs was trying to fuck the other male frogs. And then they were like, damn, what the fuck's up with the frogs? You know what I'm saying? So they did like DNA tests or some shit, and it was like a chemical imbalance in the motherfuckers.
Yeah, I believe
so.
But
I'm looking like, damn, who say people the same? Like, we know the food fucked up.
But you gotta understand that this stuff so is it's modified. it's modified. GMO. Like,
hey, so that GMO. Goes along the same lines what he talking about.
Yeah. But why? Okay, if exactly. they're doing it to the insects, if they're doing it to the things we're exactly. eating, they're harvesting these things. They're creating all these scientists, chemists. They're creating these things because they're scared of some call what extinction or whatever. Why do you not think that they're doing it to? Okay. When we have our babies, they take our babies in the back. No, they give us vaccines. We don't know what are they giving us.
I don't like vaccines.
How chickenpox was in our era. Now it's like you see kids getting eczema. You probably had a dry skin, but it was dandruff.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? It wasn't all over your body.
Right.
Like the whole, yes, Ebola has surfaced years and years for different decades, different centuries of generations, but it's like now, you seen like a few people die from Ebola like maybe 2-3 years ago whenever it hit. They had everybody scared. Then they had this new the Zika virus that came out. You getting from?
Oh, that should be fake. Somebody's putting it out there.
They spreading that.
They spread that shit.
Right. You get what I'm saying?
So I follow you what you're saying, and I agree and I believe it.
So it's like that's the pop. I feel like that's one way that they do population control. Like they have so many different things to control the population. It's up to us to be able to know. You gotta move around. If you sit life like how people, I was born and raised here, I'm staying here. Mm. No, the world is here for you to move around. The more you move around, the more you know. You learn how different cultures, how they vibe, how they move. Yeah. You understand what I'm saying? So that's gonna make you aware of what's really going on in the world or in the universe.
I believe they be poisoning people and shit. I mean, we know they do it to Flint, and the nasty thing about it is they know it's national. Like now they doing some more Nazi slavery shit with the Mexicans. We seeing it, you know, doing nothing. So I bring that back to this. It's all about numbers. Nigga don't give a fuck because everybody trying to worry about themselves and survive. So that's the world. That's the type of world we live in. So now you gotta remember that. So. Back to that Rome shit. Is this not worse? The only people that are like anybody could even remotely give a fuck about is somebody who could personally get you out of your debt or have you live a better quality of life. If a nigga can't help you, it's fuck them. And that's what it should just turn to. So you see in women, like, you gotta understand, and the niggas is looking at this shit, and they obviously wanna emulate it. Who doesn't wanna be all powerful? So like some niggas that can't even like some niggas can't even handle one woman. Jesus Christ. And like, maybe I can handle three, right? And maybe I might rap about it. And not to be cool, it's just my lifestyle.
Right.
But because it is cool, people try to emulate that now. You know what I'm talking about? Everybody want to have a threesome in arm. Oh, my girl got a girl. You know, women might be a little more touchy-feely with women, but not all women are dyked out like that.
Gee.
Some women just are strictly dickly.
Gee.
You know? So you see people are trying to live up to these different type of
expectation.
Ideas.
Expectation. And that's something, too, that they use against us.
But here comes Rome again.
Yeah.
Nigga, that's what they, you know, so they push it with the media, too. This is one of the tools they use to push it. So it's cool to have a threesome now and have... Well, they're not on that level about orgies because they're so stupid that, I mean, the more the merrier if you're on that level, right? But it's cool to have threesomes now and your girl have a girlfriend and, you know, shit's just convoluted now. You know what I'm talking about? This is Rome. And then we certainly got a dictator, a tyrant named, what's his name? 45, Orange Face. And he been grabbing pussies and doing everything he wanted to do. Everything they say you can't do to become a president.
He did.
Everything that Obama did opposite, he did. So it's almost like, what can you tell your child? We live in ancient Roman times. There is no rules. And people are just trying to, you know, during the Roman times, right? When a person became a ruler, even your family was plotting. It's the same thing. This nigga just seen it happen with me. You know what I'm talking about? We just came from the cousin that I was holding down that went to jail. When everybody shitted on me, his little brother did. You know what I'm talking about? Your family fucking you over for $1. And the gag is, we
that's
can't do it
ever
separately.
Since Cain and Abel, so.
We have to do it together. You know what I'm talking about? But it's more prevalent in our community. It's real terrible. and we can't do it by ourselves, you know? So, like, that whole concept of marriage is, like, they trying to kill that shit, too. It's just, you know, they pushing the homosexuality type of...
But they do homosexuality marriages.
Yeah, that's to push the fact that we want y'all so fucked up that y'all think this is normal. Ancient Roman times again. Sodom and Gomorrah.
What is the agenda? That's my thing. Like, what is the ultimate goal for them? Like, what is their agenda? Like,
I don't know.
Okay, so when they die off, who?
They're not gonna die off.
They're never gonna die. They want their own to last forever.
Just like population control with the niggas. They lock niggas up, killing niggas, giving niggas this nigga food, high fructose, corn syrup, and all this starch shit.
Cholesterol, fat.
Niggas, all the Dollar Generals ain't shit.
Niggas healthy. Get prostate cancer by the drugs.
GMO
shit.
Right. Everything in Dollar General, Family Dollar, GMO shit.
Shit crazy. What's the end goal? Like, there's a white supremacy order, and they want to rule forever. And
drinking the juice drinks.
They just have to motherfucking control population, and they're doing that. You know what I'm saying? If it's money that they feel like they're losing, they change the game to where money's electronic now. You know what I'm talking about?
Listen, it's only 3, maybe 4 men. $70 billion men out of 707 billion. Just that's the census. 707 billion people.
Mm-hmm.
Only 3 people. Well, probably 4. I think it's 4 now. Are centi billionaires?
You know why? And that's the gag. Those who are rich are doing everything in their power to keep their wealth.
But they're fighting though. They're at a war of space, like a space war. That's why, like, niggas beef about small shit.
Stupid shit they don't even own.
And then you got these billionaires beefing about the sky. Like, they beefing about aerospace. Or they're beefing about
currency. Like, they killed Gaddafi because Gaddafi was going to make a push to make gold the universal currency. And you know who got gold, right? Africa, pussy.
Right, that's...
So that mean America in trouble. China and blood clot trouble. But you know what they did, right? They kill off Gaddafi. Obama was part of it. His pussy.
Yeah, I just seen the picture.
Right? So, yeah, so then, like, so now, so you know what the race is, right? You know who really run the world, right? China. China doing the old, you know, European shit. Hey, yo, hold this Jamaica. China owned Jamaica and Trinidad. Let's start off with that, right? Yo, hold these millions, bro. It's your country up, man. Pay us back. How the fuck am I pay you back?
Never. And somebody else is doing that with Haiti too.
I'm gonna pay you back.
Y'all always want.
Yo, they own Jamaica, though. They own Trinidad. They got Chuck E. Cheese, Pollo Tropical, Ruby Tuesdays when I went down there. Them niggas living good. Tobago's the cracker side. That's the resort side. You know, they got the jazz festival. She looks nice. Barbados, everything is super taxed. Like, the average resident can't get nothing. That's what they're trying to do.
So only the tourists.
The end gag is to colonize every fucking place in the world where they run shit. Like how South Africa is, you know what I'm talking about? Apartheid. Like, if, now to this day, right? We ain't playing that shit, but they're not televising, right?
Oh yeah.
They kicking them out.
Yeah, they.
They doing them crackers bad, doing them dirty, and they talk about reverse racism and they're discriminating against us. It's like, get the fuck out of here. Why every time I gotta watch the Olympics, I gotta watch a cracker that took 5 niggas spot?
Yo, you feel me?
It's 2020, y'all still doing the same shit. We're talking about human trafficking. We're talking about Nazis and the Holocaust was so bad, right?
Yeah.
Bro, what they doing right now with the Mexicans, dog? Like, if they were illegal,
okay.
Why y'all separate their children?
Okay.
Human trafficking, that's it right there, nigga.
Right in front of our
eyes. That's it.
Okay, so martial arts. So
that's it.
Okay, so do you think that they're starting with them first and then they're coming, like, we're next?
No, nigga.
I mean, it's the same thing as a concentration camp.
No, nigga. We always been on martial law. You ain't know? Crackers run our neighborhood. Sherman Circle just got nice. You know why? Because it just got gentrified. Because they about to come back in this bitch and take it over. So when niggas go out there, they gonna be policing those neighborhoods. You know what I'm talking about? Like that whole Ferguson shit. Nigga, that shit. First of all, every activist is dying one by one.
Yeah, quote unquote.
Being burnt in their trunk and shit. Nobody knows how. Right? When they did that, they brought tanks out that bitch. Nigga, 4th of July, they was talking shit about Trump. You know, fake talking shit. You know what I'm talking about? Like, you know, fake gangster. Fake crazy. Oh, what he doing it? Hey, nigga, they know what time it is. They know it's martial law. He brought tanks and shit out there. He the first person to do that shit since how long? Tanks, since ever. We never seen a motherfucker bring out tanks and motherfucking 4th of July. Have we ever? Nah. What's the end goal? You see it, right? This bitch is Germany, nigga. That nigga's Hitler, bruh.
Yeah, G shit.
No, he just told a cracker bitch.
G shit.
He just told a cracker bitch to,
Go back.
Sorry, cracker bitch. He told all our black women, yeah, Indian, Muslim women, go back where you came from, right? Right, G. And then turn around and be like, oh, ASAP Rocky this. Let me show you, right? ASAP Rocky from his daddy from Barbados. His name is Rakim Mears. My name is Marcus Mears. I don't really know. We are a family. I don't know the name. Let me just throw it out there, right? This nigga is black. G-Eazy got... He punched his security guard in the face, right? Because I guess his nigga was making him look bad. He was snorting coke or something. So it had to do with drugs and there was weapons there. Nigga was out the next day. ASAP Rocky in jail. Now, mind you, watch the gag. They gonna keep... Bro, I'm very good friends with Sweden. Could have had a nigga out there in one day. You know why? Swiss bank accounts?
Oh, man. Yeah, boy.
There's nothing more unpatriotic than taking your motherfucking money out the country, but they do.
Ain't no stopping the Swiss. Huh?
So, they got Taj a long time. You think G-Eazy could have... G-Eazy came out on his own merit, right? Then he could have got ASAP Rocky out. Like, he cool with Sweden. There's certain niggas that nigga Trump cool with. He cool with Kim Jong-il, with Hong Kong, or whatever the fuck. Korea, my bad. Yeah, he stand down when it's a real nigga. You know what I'm talking about? The nigga that got much power with him.
Yeah, he do.
Yeah, yeah.
He cool with Sweden because them niggas been friends a long time. Like how currency, we make money together.
Yeah, currency.
We always gonna be good. We friends for real. We currency. Like damn family. Yeah. Nigga, we straight. So what we gonna do is we gonna hold him. So he tells the black women and the Muslim and whoever, Mexican women, shut the fuck up and go home. And then has his wife, who could barely speak English,
immigrant herself, right?
Said, oh, I didn't know my wife was telling me, and had a bitch come up there and say a little shit that was written. Oh yeah, we're gonna be working with the State Department, and we're gonna bring ASAP Rocky home. Why you home already?
Right, it's one phone call away.
And he was just saying go home, but oh, we have a lot of friends in the African American, yeah, want to get them out, and you know we are one. You just told the bitches to go home. What is it?
It's
you like niggas and you like hoes.
Yeah, it's
what you like? You gay or you bisexual? You're gay. You're not supposed to be bisexual. You know what I'm saying? So what the fuck? That's the gag. That's the end goal right there.
So us having a passport means nothing. Like,
I mean, what does a passport do?
I mean,
say you can come out the country and come back in. But you a nigga, right? So, shit. It's like it's open season on us worldwide because we're really gods and goddesses. So, like, if they know that we don't have certain backing, niggas gonna take shots at us. You ain't seen they just knocked out Future Guard in Ibiza. Ibiza's a party spot. That's a big money party spot. Only, you know, I know you know about it.
Yeah.
But poor people don't know about it. You know what I'm talking about? But nigga, we get some money, let's go to Ibiza.
Right, G.
That's Spain's little coast,
that's
right?
That's G, yeah.
A cracker, it's a nigga behind the thing. You can tell a Jamaican nigga from London. No, you London niggas. It. I can hear the accent. I'm like, this puss ass nigga.
I said that.
So he taping the shit. It's a nigga, because he comfortable saying nigga. Mm-hmm. I know it's not a cracker. And you got them cool ass crackers, and they snuck buddy, right? That whole situation is unacceptable. We're in the middle of Ibiza. It's nothing but money. That's like Sunny Isles, or you know what I'm talking about? Or San Fran. It's money. Why y'all acting like hoodlums out here?
Who that was?
The nigga that swung on Future Bodyguard.
But
it's okay for y'all crackers to just beat somebody up?
The nigga swung on Future Bodyguard?
Yeah, yesterday. Just today. The day
before yesterday.
But we got a camera, and this nigga following ASAP Rocky in his clip. We done told you leave us alone. You're getting kind of violent. You with us. You done touched one of my girls. Nigga, you supposed to get your ass whooped. and then y'all lock him up and say he did. Like, y'all seen the nigga was accosted.
Did they lock everybody?
So you want to know what the end goal? They hold them. Mm-hmm. But you know, they holding him extra though.
Yeah.
So what's the end goal?
But my thing is the whole Future situation. I just feel like the man is there to protect Future. Future didn't get hurt. So that's all that matters. He had one job to do, and that's protect Future. No matter if he got knocked out or not.
And that's fine. It happened in line of duty. But my thing is, right? But my thing is, if that's his professional bodyguard, right? Why is it okay, and why wasn't there any police action very swiftly? Because he's a professional bodyguard protecting somebody high profile, right? Why this cracker just walking around free after celebrating sneak punching that nigga? And again, why do I have to walk the straight and narrow and be locked up for defending myself when niggas out here doing this shit to me?
Man, cracker did it.
Man, this cracker snuck him.
Oh, man.
I got to pick two. I was talking about sucker punch that nigga.
Yeah, big cracker?
No, a little short.
He kind of size on it, but it wasn't
the
size.
He's short. Yeah, he's short.
It was just cut him off guard.
Yeah.
And 50 walked up.
Huh? He was already ahead of him.
He was already ahead of him, but he kind of dipped.
Yeah, he went and sat down basically.
You don't got no motherfucking bathroom out here, bro.
Over there, probably over there. They gonna see.
Who gonna see me? They look.
Baby ducks. I'm trying to tell you.
I'm on this part that we done, because it was over here, right?
Yeah.